Well, Barry, key this morning to keep the pressure on Kent, and that's exactly what you did with the ball.
Yeah, we knew coming into today, 8 down, you know, you can easily take your foot off the gas and just think that the job's done. But, you know, we knew, you know, yourself, Sam Northeast, is a seriously talented cricketer, and Yasir Shad did put a bit of a thorn in our side last night, so we knew we had a lot of work to do today. And, you know, thankfully it didn't take too long for us to get the 2 wickets and get back in with the bat.
You started Ken's second innings on a hat-trick.
You've actually just reminded me. I knew that after the first innings, but I completely forgot about that. But no, I wasn't going to go for the full and straight one first up. I was going to try and be patient. You know, Kent are a very, very good side, and we know they're going to dig in there. So we're going to need to put in a good performance tomorrow to get all 10 wickets that we're going to need to get victory.
They had to get to 299 to avoid the follow-on. They were eventually out for 236. But had you already been told by Paul this morning that the probability was you wouldn't force that?
I think the first thing that we all knew was we had to get the 2 wickets, and then whether we would make them follow on or not would take care of itself. But, you know, first and foremost this morning was coming out and getting the 2 wickets, which thankfully we did in about 12 overs, which I think it was.
Yeah, I think you were out there for about 45 minutes. From what I gather, he decided to err on the side of caution and try and protect the young bowlers, because you've had plenty of injuries in recent weeks in the bowling ranks and you've got a thin squad, so that's his priority.
Yeah, thankfully there's a couple of lads coming back to fitness now, but you know yourself, the English county season is... when it comes thick and fast. So, you know, as a bowler and even as a batter, you don't get much time to rest. So any time you can get to stick the feet up for a couple of hours is really important. And I think that was something that must have gone into Paul's mind. But, you know, we're all fit and strong, and whether we were asked to follow on or not, we would have done we would have put in a good fight.
So I gather some of the bowlers actually came down on the train just to try and make the journey a little bit easier. Were you one of them?
I wasn't. No. I stuck to the bus. I a bit of Sky Sports and the bus is nice for me. But
and the BBC, of course.
And the BBC, yeah, exactly. The BBC, Sky Sports, and BBC on the bus, yeah. Watching the election. One or two lads got on the bus just to sort of free their legs. It was a bit more of a spacious for them, they said. So, you know, whatever we can do to keep the lads fit, you know, it's a tough season when it comes. So anything you can do to sort of get the best preparation or recovery afterwards we'll do all we can.
Yeah. And a career best 6 wickets for you as well.
Yeah, it was nice. Coming in with 4 wickets tonight, I thought you do think to yourself a little bit, geez, one more and I get myself a fiver. But now whether it was me or anyone else, the main thing this morning was getting the 2 wickets. And now, thankfully, in the end, it was me. But you know, I would have been happy if anyone else had got the 2 wickets.
Now, you've got a job to do tomorrow because Kent have got 10 wickets in hand. They've got to basically try and bat out the day, chasing 484 to win. Might be a sizeable total for them, but they're going to want to try and thwart you as much as they can. And they've seen their way through 10 overs tonight as well.
Yeah, they're a very talented side. You know, they saw themselves through 10 overs there with the new ball, which is probably the hardest time to bat. So we know they're going to dig in hard, and we're going to fight just as tough to get all 10 wickets. So whether it takes us the first session tomorrow morning, it takes us right down to 6 o'clock. We're going to be fighting every ball and willing to take 10 wickets every 10 wickets for the whole session.
Finally, reflections on the Durham second innings. There was a 43 from Cameron Steele, an 83, a career best from Graham Clark, another 50 from Paul Collingwood. I think that's the 8th 50 in the last 9 matches in all formats for him. So he's on fire with the bat as well, isn't he?
Yeah, it's great to see the lads going through a bit of form. Like I know myself as a bowler, it's tough when it's not going your way. So it's really good to see the lads cashing in and taking their chances when it comes to them, because, you know, it's a tough sport when it's not going your way. But when it's going your way, it's nice to cash in and reward yourself.
And if you can press home your advantage tomorrow and get a win, what a massive lift that will be, because after the North Hants defeat and after the Glamorgan defeat, last over defeats to both of those teams, everybody just looked so flat.
Yeah, I know we fought hard the last couple of weeks, and unfortunately it hasn't really gone our way. But we got to be prepared to lose if we're going to win games, and like we have done the last couple of weeks. But tomorrow we're in a sort of different situation, so we're going to keep fighting hard and all 10 wickets tomorrow.